Now, councillors in Kerry are being urged to vote in favour of the sale of a council-owned site to the court service to allow a new county courthouse to be built in Tralee. Approximately €20 million will be invested by the court service in the new complex if councillors vote in favour of the proposal this morning. There's been lots of debate, lots of contentious debate about the existing courthouse in Ash Street, where some people are saying it should be kept there, that should be renovated, land should be bought from Unpost and keep it in the centre of the town. Others saying no, 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 the courthouse, the Island of Geese site, is the one, a brand new purpose-built complex for all the cases that are needed, family law and otherwise, in Tralee, and this is the ideal location, still keeping it in the town. Well, there's a protest taking place outside this morning's monthly meeting of Kerry County Council where the vote takes place. James Hussey is organising that protest. James, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you this morning?
Not too bad. Now, who's protesting, first of all?
Well, a group of Tralee people, representing a awful lot of Tralee people, because the morning is in, the early morning is basically people are working and everything else. And it's just more a very friendly protest. We are just here to let people know that we, how we feel, and we feel very bad about the courthouse below being shifted. Now, Tralee, I don't know, from what I can gather, there's more people against it than for it. A lot of people, if you go Facebook and from what I can gather of people, nobody wants a courthouse to be moved. And nobody wants €20 million to be spent on something that we have already. And the state of our hospital, I was talking to a lot of people going up and down to Cork for cancer. And they feel it's very, very, very hard for them to travel up and down to Cork. Now, it's great that it's there, but wouldn't you think that €20 million would upgrade our hospital over, consultants, and get other things going, instead of people trying to have walks to raise money, dog nights to raise money, and all these things are going on to try to raise money, and they're depending on the public. And here are the people now saying, we want to build a lovely new courthouse for you. For who? For the workers. I can't for the life of me see why this has come at all.
Okay, well, the reason why it's come is because the courthouse as it exists at the moment is completely unfit for purpose. People in wheelchairs can't get in. There's no private rooms for family law.
Can I just say that? Yeah. About the wheelchair business. My God, sorry, it's very easy to put wheelchairs in. Now, if they're going to convert it to something else, you'll still have to put wheelchairs in there. If they, no matter what they do with it, they're still going to have to put wheelchairs. What's the answer to that?
But
now, when they come down to some place, wheelchairs are going to be, they're going to access the wheelchairs, no problem. So that part of it, I don't agree at all.
Yeah, but no, what they're saying, James, this is what he's saying, and this is agreed by everybody who uses the courthouse. It's completely unfit for purpose in its current guise. There's not enough room, not enough offices, family law cases, you have people, contentious issues right beside the other people on the other side of it. There's no separate breakout rooms for them. There's no privacy involved. There's a problem with people who are going in for cases to do with sexual assault, that they have no privacy either. All of those things need to, there is a real need for vastly improved courts buildings in Kerry. Now, that's separate to the argument whether it can be done in Ash Street or not, but something certainly is needed and money is needed to go towards that, whether it is in Ash Street or whether it is in the Island of Geese. Would you accept that?
Jerry, there's two ways to look at it. Have a look at the courthouse and have a look at the back of the courthouse. Now, we built 22 units above in Holly Park for €3 million, 22 state-of-the-art. Now, there's plenty of room, that's only €3 million. We're hoping to build another 16 for €2.5 million. That's €5.5 million. Only €5.5 million. That's 38 state-of-the-art complex. And you can't do that below in the back of the courthouse. And across the road, you have the CTS, Boston Hall, we used to call it, empty for about 30 years. Not inside it, no one inside it. Right across the road from the courthouse. Jerry, come on, let's stop fooling around here and fooling us.
There's other options, you're saying
that,
so.
I want that €20 million to go into the hospital over there and people not to be going up to Cork to pull up and down.
Would you give any money to a courthouse, James?
Yes, give the €6 million to the courthouse and let them do it up.
Okay, and
I'm telling you, we built 32 units, state-of-the-art units, for five and a half million.
I understand what you did, but you're not comparing like with like. That's building houses. This is building a court building. It's a totally different thing, surely.
But what I'm saying, all you do, what you can do for 6 million, surely you can do it. build out the back and go up Boston Hall across the road, and you can buy for a couple, for money. And buy, spend the money decently, not to be putting it down in a place that's there already.
Would you be proposing...
We want a lovely place below there. And yes, put nice buildings down there for the elderly, where people can shop around Tralee and make it nice and handy for them. And the post office, you have the post office down there, you have Gary Supermarket, you have the whole centre of town for people then, that they can shop and they can feel safe.
Sure. Would you be proposing that they would get involved and try and take property or buy property off on post to expand out the back of the quarters?
Yes, of course. Okay.
Well, there's an issue with that as well. On post have told the court service that the land is not for sale, that there is a mast there, telecommunications mast. There's 23 different service users on that mast. They've all got contracts that would need to be negotiated. But so on post are saying no to that idea.
And they can't move the mast. Well, that's the first I heard of on post refusing to give the...
That's what I have. My information is the telecommunication mast, which would make it extremely difficult for that yard to be used, and that mast to be moved, and different companies to be talked to. That's the information that we have at the moment. So that's one of the barriers there to that idea, yes. Particularly. Now it's separate to what you're talking about, maybe across the road, James. But the other question I have for you: look, this is the vote's happening this morning. Right, yes. On behalf of councillors. The Island of Geese has been opened up to public realm in the last couple of weeks. This has been talked about ad nauseum for the last 4 years, 5 years, that there's been this need, there's been an idea, there's been talks, there's been ministers who have come down. Why is it only now we're still at this situation whereby there's opposition to it? When it's almost, to my interest, it's almost a done deal, James.
We're at it from the very moment that we mentioned about the courthouse. We're fighting it since then. And if we go back to you interviewed me before about it.
Sure.
And going way back, just before years that we were locked down, we were there doing that. So I don't know where. See, the whole thing is, why is it happening at all? Like, there's no need. Now, remember this. The county council, you can throw it back to the county council. The county council had that building up to 2004 and never put a scrap of paint into it. 2004 was one handed off to the court system.
The court service.
Up to 2000, yes. Up to 2004, the county council had it. And they've done nothing. Mm. Not a thing. So who's to blame? Mm. Not a thing. Now, in all fairness, when St. Catherine's closed down, it comes around and put a beautiful building over there. You have the county council building over there now. That was St. Catherine's Hospital. They closed that down. It wasn't fit for purpose. Set up. It's a fit for purpose. They done it up.
Mm.
So I'm still standing against the courthouse being built.
Okay, and being built in the Island of Geese. Not the right place. Too much money. Money better going to the health service, to your view.
Very better one, yes. We have a health service, I'm afraid. And you can go to St. Catherine's and they're doing their best. They're doing everything over there, our own hospital over. But it's not good enough. We haven't consultants, we have nothing. And 20 million floating around there. Look, spend it, that's the thing.
Let me ask you this finally, James. If the vote goes the way you want this morning and it gets voted down, the fear would be that money would not go to the health service. That will go to some other courthouse in some other county. So the money will be lost to Kerry and possibly... We could be 10 years waiting for a new courthouse, well, wherever it would decide to be built.
That would be an argument for the people of Tralee, the people of Kerry, our TDs and our councillors, to make sure that our money stays.
Well, it won't. That 20 million will stay with the court service and it'll go somewhere else. That's guaranteed. It will not be the court service turning around and handing it over to the Department of Health saying, look, put that into Kerry University Hospital, Kerry. That's not the way it works. Whether it's right or wrong, that's not what happens. Vote it down today. The money is gone elsewhere, is my information.
Well, Jerry, I still stick to my guns that it's better spent in other places. Better spent in our own courthouse, the old one, and better spent in other places than a new courthouse.
Okay. James, what do you think of the councillors finally going in? You'll be making your views in a polite way, no doubt, to them today to vote the way you want to go.
There's no placards, there's no nothing. There's no protest, as you were saying. It's just showing solidarity that we do believe in what we're doing. There's no roaring and even no shouting about. We've done all that. We've done all talk. We've done all canvas. And that's it.
How do you think the vote will go, finally?
Don't know, Joe. Joe, I don't know. It'd be outside three people. I don't know. Okay. Be quite honest with you.
All right, James, listen, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for talking to us on the programme this morning.